Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Razor.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Drama, you know what I'm saying, Chicago to Memphis, you know, and all spots in between. We're going to bring out one and only Glace Conway. Glace Conway, how you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I feel highly blessed and privileged to be here. Thank you for having me, Scott.
Hey, it's an honor. It's an honor. I know you have an extensive history in the rap game, work with a lot of people. But if you can, go back to the beginning with us, man. Where did you get your start?
Oh, wow. Well, it's a really interesting story. I'll give you a small version of that story. I guess you could say where I came from in Chicago, I was blessed to be around a very interesting group of people. Growing up in my teenage years, I was around unknown at this point, Kanye West, a unknown young Berg or Hitmaker now that he's called, unknown Cap One, unknown Shauna, you know what I mean? Her kids are my godkids, you know, Duda's my godson. You know, and just growing up and, you know, these being my friends and, you know, just watching, you know, just basically all of us, you know, just hang out and watching each other grow. And fast forward to Young Berg. You're familiar with him, of course.
Yes, yes.
Okay, he got the deal with DMX. He was really young, like 14, something like that. And
remember hearing him
actually
beat up or something a long, long time ago, or getting into altercation or something. Many years ago. You're talking
about
a lot of
different altercations.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, for the most part, outside of the altercations, you know, because we all grow, you know, just man. Outside of those altercations, he created a few hits, Sexy Can I. What's the other one with Ray J? And then the other Sexy Lady and a couple other records as Hitmaker. He's producing a bunch of stuff right now. And, you know, just the growth of, you know, overall, you know, just seeing a lot of triumphant moments. Yeah, he was a kid then. So it's like you're going through a lot of stuff, just growing, finding yourself. So you're going to make a lot of mistakes. You know what I mean? So, and outside of that, hell, right now he's the, the president of Urban Division at Atlantic or something like that. But, you know, I say that just to say how first of all, proud I am of all the people I was blessed to be, you know, around and in tune with on my journey. And, you know, back to the story overall, he had a few records that a business partner and my best friend actually produced, et cetera. So we had to fly to New York and we had to actually lay the stems of the records, the instrumentals and things of that nature. If you're into music, you know what the stems are to the records. They're like the broke down instruments of the record, which can be mixed and mastered to make it sound the best. So we had to bring those instruments down and come to find out while we were there, we just were like, you know what, we're still going to be here, you know, for a whole week. We did what we were here to do. We just prayed about it and we're like, you know what, we're going to go get something. We're going to go use whatever connects we can after praying about it and just try to see what we can do, because we don't want to go back to Chicago empty-handed, you know, and, you know, we're teenagers still at this point, you know. So, and with that being said, we ran into Rough Riders and what was that? Violator. Ran into so many different entities that really embraced us, and you know, we really got a chance to, you know, talk to and was interested in seeing what's up. But, you know, fast forward the story a little bit, it was Little Kim who actually, it was Gene Nelson and Dre West. My buddy and I went to this one office in particular. We kicked our raps as hard as we could over a beat, and they were like, whoa, that was great. Can you do that again tomorrow? When do you guys leave? And we actually were supposed to leave the next day. And they were like, well, tell you what, we'll go ahead and pay for you guys to stay another day or two if you can just come back here tomorrow at exactly this time and do the same thing. So we did exactly that. And at the end of that, Little Kim walked from behind the door and was like, oh, my God, thank you, Biggie. He sent y'all to me. I love y'all so much. Oh, my God. Oh, and y'all from Chicago. I love Chicago. Y'all so gangsta up there. And, you know, she was like, oh, please just ride with me with Queen B. And, you know, that was my introduction, kind of, you know, Queen B, Atlantic.
That's a hell of an introduction, you know, being that she, you know, did all those records and stuff with Biggie. And man, that's legendary. Now, Chicago, that's part of, you're talking about part of the second wave, because the first wave, or really maybe the third wave, the first wave would probably be, man, you got to be talking about cats like J.D. Walker, E.C. Hilla.
Oh, yeah.
Did you grow up on a lot of those guys?
That's the super first wave. Nah, that's my brothers grew up on that wave. You know, the wave that I grew up on, and, you know, like, I was always around the older guys. You know, I grew up in Chicago, Wild Hunted, South Side. And the music I would listen to coming up was the Twista, Legit Ballers, Speed Knot.
Yeah.
We still played Shauna around the way. We would play, you know, oh, man, just a lot of the hometown heroes. You know, we still, even to this day, we still love Tupac. You know what I mean? It's like we just love that kind of music around Chicago. And that, man, that just really shaped me, I guess, to a degree.
Yeah, Chicago has always had talent, you know. It's a city that just, it thrives on its, you know, musical abilities, its entertainment industry, sports, of course, as we know. But also, it's hard as fuck, and it's been like that since, you know, before the 20s. I remember my grandfather telling me how, you know, when they first touched down there from Czechoslovakia, you know, they were cutting turf back in the day. You know, you're talking like 15s and 16s, something like that. So it's a rough city, but it's also a beautiful place, rich in talent. Wherever you go, I mean, I imagine you take a piece of Chicago with you and put it into whatever you're doing.
Absolutely. And to elaborate on the last thing we were just talking about before we move on, I can't forget the crucial conflicts and, you know, things of that nature, because they were, man, they did some groundbreaking stuff as well. Common Sense. You know what I mean? We were listening to Common Sense in Chicago. I had the pleasure of, I don't know if you're familiar with who No ID is. No ID in Chicago. He deals with Jay-Z a lot right now. He did Death for Auto-Tune. He did Common Sense's first album. No ID is just like one of those wonderful guys that coming up. I had the pleasure to, you know, be able to, you know, just sit around and see him craft, you know, different things for different artists that were just huge artists. And, you know, we were just the little guys, the kids in the neighborhood that he just allowed to come around, and he would give my friends, you know, because I never started doing beats then. I later did beats, but I would be able to watch the process. I was more so writing music and, you know, being an artist and things of that nature. But I had the pleasure of and the blessing to be able to sit around Dion and, you know, Bugs and, you know, Kanye and all of them. And basically Dion taught all of them. You know, that whole Lupe Fiasco sound, you know, him over there with Bugs and everybody, like, I know all of the main producers over there, like, that I came up watching all of them, and, you know, they embraced me as the little guy around. So, you know, it was wonderful, just the energy, just the absolute energy, man. And, wow. Go ahead. You should just ask me another question, because I could go on for days about, you know, just being blessed to be in a wonderful space to be around all of these people and watch their careers flourish.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, later on, you know, I want to jump ahead a little bit. You became managed by Freeway Ricky Ross, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. What?
Indeed.
What's... shout out to Freeway Ricky. We've had him on a few times. Man, what's it like being managed by him, man? He's such a humble individual and such a talent in his own right.
Oh, man, it's awesome being managed by Unc Rick. I just call him Unc, you know, because he just truly stands behind you. And if he believes in you, it's like, all right, I'm with you. Whatever it is, let's do it, you know, and... I don't know, I can't speak for most people, but it would be to the point where Unc and I, where he'd say, look, I don't care what it is. If you need any press, any this, any that, just give them a call. And you tell them I said just to make that call. And then you call me later and you tell me what I said, and that's you.
That
speaks volumes to just the kind of person he is, because he's a force to be reckoned with in his own right. You know what I mean? He's a legend, and he doesn't have to do those kind of things. You know what I mean? Like, at all whatsoever. And the fact that he wants you to win so much, or wants me to win so much, you know, that certain things that other people would probably have to pay a lot for, or, you know, other people would beg him to do, you know, he's given me and always given me the leeway to do. It's a blessing, always.
But let's give him a taste of you, man, because you got some talent yourself. We got a couple tracks right here. I got The Come Up and I'm a King. Man, which one would you want me to play right now? Glaze.
Man, we could do the come up right now. Featuring the Cartel Brothers, produced by Daredevil.
Glaze, Conway, the come up. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah, we got this Daredevil. He produced it,
right?
I'm in here with Street.
B.O.K.
Hustle Street Music.
Yeah.
Cartel Brothers.
Yeah.
Trap house in a bum backwood full of sun Draco. In the front, got you in the trunk. Yo, bitch, my new side, bitch. What the fuck you want? Keep counting. Count money, put a finger turn. Man, I came up, that's for real. Man, I came up, that's for real. New bitch, old school, my gang break rules. Yesterday's newspaper, y'all niggas old news. I smoke weed like niggas breathe O2. All day, nigga. Inhale, exhale, still got an exhale. Case I gotta jump back off in the dope game. Big chain, I'm flashy like Rick James. These days going insane in the membrane. Street money snow, she told me she know that these hoes, they love me the most. Even after I die, they gon' all cry. Still be in love with my goals. New trap house in the bunk, nigga, what the fuck you want? Hurry up, get it. I told fiends all the time that's waiting in line. Hell yeah, take nine, come with it. New trap house in the bunk, backwood full of skunk Draco. In the front, got you in the trunk. Yo, bitch, my new side, bitch, what the fuck you want? Keep counting, count money till the fingers hurt. Man, I came up, that for real.
Baby got some butt shot, bust down, really don't tick-tock, I bust on the face, that's a headshot. A baby daddy brother, nigga, fed up. New bitch said she from Canada. I fuck shit, I still got some bread up. Dog doing light skin, that's a run on. I fuck shit, I'm tryna put my son on. Dirty bread, bitch, stepped on. She fuck me and brother, bitch, dead wrong. I came from the bottom at the tip-top. Dick in the mouth, that tick-tock. She love when I talk like this right here. Bears in the air, they chandelier. Slide over, nigga, ain't shed no tear. Nigga won't smoke that tear right here.
Trap house in a bum backwood full of skunk Draco. In the front, got you in the trunk. Yo, bitch, my new side, bitch. What the fuck you want? Keep counting. Count money till my fingers hurt. Man, I came up, that's for real. Man, I came up, that's for real.
Now it's this color with the two-tone color with the peanut butter inside. Nigga, I'm hustling. Bean knocking out the door, I'm hollering the motherfucking geese like a motherfucking thinking they were roughing. Got the bitch on the perk, yeah, she fucking. Got me young nigga with the two-day clutching. Auntie, how real, stay real much. Try high, booming like a club on a Thursday. 28 grounds on the motherfucking spill. Taking on my lead, yeah, the Drake on fame. When I see the Uzi, I'ma hit the little damn home. Huh? Street music, yeah, you know that's a game. Huh? We getting to the band, y'all nigga get the fan. Come up, Robert Brown, it's a telephone man. You want to keep a 20 bit, we need the whole thing. You want to keep a 20 bit, we need the whole thing.
New trap house, been a bum backwood full of skunk Draco. In the front, got you in the trunk. Yo, bitch, my new side, bitch, what the fuck you want? Keep counting, count money till the fingers hurt. Man, I came up, that's for real. Man, I came up, that's for real.
Back on the show here with Glaze Conway, the come up, available right now. Make sure to support that.
Yeah.
Is that off the album or just a single? Or?
No, that's a single right there, and it's actually distributed through Empire. Shout out Waleed, Ghazi, and Akinelli. Yeah, they helped put that together for me. So, yeah.
Hell yeah, man. What was the first thing you put out back in the day?
I would have to say the first thing that I was ever a part of that was put out was the personally or just that got my name out there on something or like personally one of my singles.
Yeah, personally one of your singles.
I would say personally one of my singles would have to be the Raven Simone song, Eviction Letter. It was featuring her, my song featuring her, and some kind of way when the press got a hold of it, they twisted it to her featuring me.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's...
But either way,
you
want to
take credit,
I mean, you
at the end of the day, right?
I mean, I can't go wrong. I wrote the entire record, so her parts and mine. So, you know, I'm not mad at it. Either way, if they're pushing it as her new single and Disney loves her and so many kids already love her, it's just going to give me even more momentum. So I'm not worried about that part. Blessing overall.
Huh. Oh,
And when you hot, that's what they're going to try to do anyway, man. You know? When you hot, they're going to try to flip it.
Oh, yeah.
But they can't. Because, you know, you just keep dropping shit. Then, you know, after that, we just stay consistent with it. Did a joint called, what was the name of, oh my goodness, it's on the tip of my tongue. Pardon me, I've been smoking. I had a song featuring Hakeem from the Boys, a group from back in the day, and that song did really well. It's called Year Round. Actually, you could check that record out. That record did well for me. They really loved it in different markets and overseas. That was really interesting and definitely interesting in the places they start gravitating to that record. And just the organic momentum of certain records in different places, just, man, it was like wildfire, and it made a lot of people grow and gravitate towards me, you know. And sure, like your Project Pats, you know, my bro Beats actually had the pleasure of helping and being part of his team and helping manage him. But, you know, even Project Pat would start to see my shows and how I would tear it down. And he'd be like, you know what, anytime I got something to do or anywhere, you could just come on any show I got anywhere and just do a song. Even if they won't let you on, you just get in the middle of my set and do your whole song or two. Like, you know, it was just things like that, like confirmations along the way, you know, from wonderful people and legends in their own right that don't have to do these things, that were like, wow, I see what you're doing. And, you know, because I'm young, rambunctious, you know, I got a humble side, but at the end of the day, I'm hungry and I've always been this way, determined, go get it kind of attitude. And, you know, part of my name, a glacier, definition, you know, that's complete. Glace is short, but glacier, or glacius, is actually, it's a glacier is an immovable force of nature. You either destroy it by it or you become a part of it. Period.
Yeah, you got, I mean, the determination and the hustle is right there, man. What was it like working with Shan Quinn? Did you guys do like a collaborative mixtape?
Oh, yeah, Better Than You. I got to shout out a little bro, RX, too, from the Bay as well. He's making some noise out there. Shout out, little bro. But, yeah, San Quinn, he's cool, man. Good guy. San, and again, someone else. I was in the Bay working on my label, BOK, Blood of a King, my own brand, in the midst of while I was still had a deal with Freeway Rick and Universal, you know. I just felt like it was time for me to, you know, take a little more of my destiny into my own hands. You know, everything was great, and, you know, the business there was cool, man. It was just time for me to do me in a different way. So with that being said, you know, San seen the motion of BOK. He seen the way we had Lil Bro, because RX the rapper, he's from the Bay. So he seen him making moves before I came in the picture. Then he seen the difference when I came in the picture and the things we started doing collectively and the shows and who else? Goodness gracious. Pardon me, because when I say your name, you're going to be upset. Crooked Eye, King Crook. King Crook embraced me. You know what I mean? And just so much of a wave was just coming around everything that I was doing. That first of all, I knew it had to be God, nothing by my own doing. But second of all, I knew, you know, that this hard work and dedication was definitely paying off. And yeah, man, even, you know, like I say, Crook starts saying, yeah, to me and RX, yeah, come open up for me here, or come do this there, or do this there. And again, Crooked Eye, that's Eminem, that's West Coast,
yeah,
that's
Slaughterhouse,
you know what I mean? Death Row, that's Long Beach, that's, you know what I mean? That's, again, that's, you know, music and real
fucking
music.
Lyricist, man.
Yeah, lyricist, because that's what I grew up loving, man. I love lyrical stuff, man. Even though I, you know, do the other stuff, you know, with the melodies and all of that, like, oh, man, like, I came from having to defend yourself in a battle. I came from having to, you know what I mean, really hear the metaphors and all of the above. That's what really made the music. It wasn't even the hooks at that point was like, wait a minute, these some rappy hooks. They like, they're long, somewhat complicated, but they stand something hard. It's like just real hip-hop kind of stuff, man. And, you know, I still appreciate the Wu-Tang music and, you know, things that, you know, again, I was around a lot of the older kids and stuff of that nature. And my brothers, I got like 80-year-old parents, like 85, my mother and father. You know, blessed to still have them. But I got brothers that are like damn near in their 60s. So, you know what I mean? And they're 20 plus years older than me. Damn near 30 years. You know what I mean? So it's like crazy. So I say all of that to say, at the end of the day, my makeup is something different. Even right now, my business partner, and I'm saying these names right now and for a reason. Not to take the attention from me, but to show that these great people, every step that I go, you know, some kind of way have aligned themselves with me or I with them. And it hasn't been us looking for each other or me looking for anyone. It's just all come to me organically. You know, like my current business partner right now, one of them, White Boy James, who is responsible for Twista's career, who's responsible for Legit Ballin' Records, Speed Knot, just a whole slew of music that set a tone. And he would honestly be considered like the Chicago's version of Jay Prince for the people he put on the map that have made a difference in this culture of Chicago music. You know what I mean? And for all of these people to find favor in me and know that at the end of the day, hey, I want to attach my legacy to that right there. It just makes me get that much more. Can I curse or is it? What's your
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man.
Yo, it just makes me that much more fucking arrogant, man. You know, and I'm a humble guy, but at a certain point, this is a competitive sport. It's a competitive sport, man, and I've earned the right to be here. I've earned everything. I've earned this attitude. And, you know, I get an attitude with myself as well because it's still places that I'm headed to that I'm trying to go still. And I feel I should be a little bit further, especially looking at my counterparts. You know what I mean? But I'm thankful and blessed for the pace that God has given me.
You know, I'm definitely glad. I mean, you know, you have the mentality to withstand in this game, the longevity, you know. And you work with cats from different areas, too. I always tell people that's very important because not only can you network outside of your own area, but you could also learn from other people, you know, from a different place. So,
indeed.
We're always soaking up as much knowledge as possible. What about overseas? You ever, you know what I'm saying, go overseas and do any shows or anything like that?
No, farthest I've been right now is Australia. And all my sudden legal issues, I'll be free to travel pretty soon. But outside of that, definitely have fans in those places. And shout out to all of the fans that I have in the weirdest different places that I've never even heard of until I see it on the printout of where the records are playing.
Oh, man, I tell you, people overseas, they love hip-hop sometimes more than we do here. I mean, I know people that have learned English from fucking 8-Ball and MJG Records and shit like that, you know? It's crazy. Hip-hop is a universal thing that's brought so many people together, you know?
Indeed.
Unlike any other genre.
You can't wait to get to China and Japan.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh, yeah.
The way they love hip-hop music. Oh, my goodness.
Low Riders and all that shit, man. Yeah, definitely. You know, we got actually a caller right now from overseas. It's the homie Sin from France. I know he's got a couple questions for you. Shin, you there, brother?
Yes, yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Classic on way.
Hey, Shin, how you doing, man? How you feeling today?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah. Can you tell us about the collaboration with Project Pat on the lewd behavior, on how you connect with him?
Well, actually, shout out to Project Pat. That's like a big bro. Actually, it just came about organically. We were always seen on the road together, and, you know, we were always in each other's videos or, you know, just out and about, always in the press together or doing a lot of things. So it only made sense. We did one song, and it got leaked a little bit, and the momentum started, and they were like, everyone was saying, wow, you guys need a project. And I said, you know what? You're right. So, you know, just sat down, and I just started hammering out songs, and, you know, I sat with Pat, and he would send me some beats, and, you know, he would send me a few things with hooks, and, you know, we just fly back and forth sometimes, or we just send an email, and, you know, till it just felt right. And we got DJ AD from the Coalition DJs to lend us a hand. And, you know, we felt like that would, this body of work would best represent just enjoying life. It'll just set a mood. You know, hopefully you enjoy it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You have also a collaboration with Psychodrama on City of Dreams. Can you tell us about this collaboration and maybe in the future more featuring or something?
Yeah, well, the collaborator. Pardon me?
Yeah.
Oh, I just said Psychodrama, legendary.
Yeah,
shout out to legendary Psychodrama. And I want to thank, very, very thankful and humbled that, you know, they were a part of the project. With my partner, we got an artist over here, basically, called Big Truck. And we're working on the best way to help get the world to notice him. And, you know, the best way was to put him on, you know, a project with myself. So we did a City of Dreams collaborative album. And everybody saw the momentum. And, you know, he reached out. Actually, it was Truck that reached out to him. And he heard of what was going on, and he said, hell yeah, I love what y'all doing anyway. So of course, and outside of that, we have a few songs that we have lined up for a documentary that we're actually dropping called White Lines, the White Boy James story. So yeah, we have more music in store, original music with them as well, Psychodrama.
The White Boy James story, when are you guys dropping that?
5/15/21. So next month. 15th of next month. Yeah, indeed, indeed.
Work that shit.
That's going to be one hell of a story.
I remember the
right
Legit Ballers. Yeah, not to cut you off, but I remember the Legit Ballers. They used to advertise in the Murder Dog all the time, and man, they were moving units like crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's legendary stuff.
Oh yeah, that's why I say it's like he's White Boy James is really the Chicago Jay Prince, and people don't give him, you know, enough of his recognition. But Glace Conway is here. We're gonna fix all of that shit, man. You know,
yeah, we're gonna fix all of that. Stuff in the works, man. Yourself, you got, you know, films, documentaries. What about something like that? You know, for yourself, you plan on writing a book or anything of that nature?
Well, actually, when we start this promo tour, will be the first day on the 28th of next month, is the first day we'll start shooting for the, simultaneously, we're promo tour, and we're shooting the Legit Balling TV reality show series and live concert series.
Wow.
Well, starring myself in. Yeah, and White Boy James. So yeah, we're doing a reality show, man. And then we have the movie, Checker Back. Actually, we were supposed to shoot it last year. It's my baby. I wrote it and I'm definitely going to produce it. I have Project Pat, I have Clifton Powell, I got Lazy Bone, I got Uncle Beats, I got, you know, quite a few people that definitely already signed up to be a part of the Checker Bag movie. It's actually a comedy. It's
oh, really?
The light side of things. It's not gangster stuff. Yeah, it's a comedy. So, yeah. Want to make people laugh a little bit. So, yeah, we definitely have
it?
A few things in the works. Oh, yeah, I wrote it.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. So we could add screenplays into the mix now and movies and, you know what I'm saying? Who's going to – are you going to do the acting in it or –
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm gonna be in it, you know. Absolutely,
yeah.
Be acting in it. However, I'm gonna give not really gonna be the big star of it. You know, we're just gonna equally just hey, do our thing, man. that's the best way to put it. But yeah, I'm already we're set with an all-star cast already of more than just the people that I named at this moment that I can't contractually speak about that are like legit bona fide actors. So it's kind of hard to even say, yeah, I'm going to be all over that movie when you're going to really be paying attention to the bona fide celebrity actors that are in there, you know? You know, that actually makes me a little bit nervous for the first time. I don't get nervous about nothing, but you know what I mean?
Well, this is a, you know what I'm saying, your first crack at it, but I'm sure you're going to do just fine, man. I'm looking forward to it actually. When you think it'll be done wrapping up and everything?
Oh man. Hopefully, well, I mean, which thing? The Checker Bag movie or the actual? Yeah, the comedy. The comedy will be wrapped up. It's definitely going to take a year. So next year, about this time, it should be wrapped up.
Okay.
And we're looking for a release around August the 20th of 2020 to release that. So and again, all of these things are under the BOK brand. And BOK is like the relaunch, basically the way we see it, of legit balling. You know, yeah.
Yeah, coming
you
back.
No, go
ahead.
Oh, no, you took it before about Deep Prince. And I think you grew up with Do or Die or something, and songs like Kill or Be Killed, and sadly it's what's happening now with drill music these days, and recently with
That's
the King Vaughn in Chicago. Can you tell us about it, and about the drill music and what's happening now? There are multiple murders in it, so sadly.
Well, yeah, that's true indeed. You know, God bless the dead, rest in peace. You know, however, from my perspective, it's always been that kind of music, period. And it's our turn, I guess, that it's more mainstream coming from Chicago, that type of music. But first we had it in L.A., then we had it in New York, then we had it, you know, so really everyone's just getting their turn for that type of aggressive music. Overall, I'm a spiritual guy. When I think of Chicago, I think of it on the whole as just there's a demonic spirit of murder around Chicago, period, and especially just with our youth and, you know, just the way society is right now, you know, period. But when it comes to drill music, I think it's honestly not the music. I think it's like any other music that was, I guess, a sign of the time, a sign of an artistic way to express a feeling with the rhythm of this time. You get what I'm saying? You guys get what I'm saying?
Or should I put it a better way?
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? It's definitely a reflection of what's going on. Just like how, you know, Ice-T in the 80s. You know, back then, he had records like You Played Yourself. He was telling you not to smoke crack and this, this, and that. You know what I'm saying? It was a different era, that's for sure. Hey, good question, man. He sees it all the way in front
of him. You know, when you think of the Megan Thee Stallion music, and no pun to her, right? I'm just giving some perspective and some light on the, like, if you really think about it, think of Queen Latifah, UNITY, who you calling a bitch? Now, the ladies now making music, and no disrespect, shout out to the ladies making the music, because they are making a bunch of money to feed their families. We're speaking of a message that transcends past the money, the generations, and how it affects people. You know what I mean? Just on a realistic level of it. Like, think about it. UNITY and Respect Yourself, and now the ladies are, give you this pussy for some this, or if you had a twin, I'll fuck him too, or, you know what I'm saying, pussy, 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 suck dick, dick, yeah. Like, let's really think about it. Like, buy me a handbag and I'll do this. Buy me some red bottoms and I'll, like, let's really think about what, like, the powers that be are pushing, the agenda they're pushing, like, with the worth in the message. There's no self-worth in these messages. It's worth in materialistic things. And the power that be understands this. It's bigger than just what we do in the hood and how we do the music.
What's happening now is what we see.
Very deep.
It's what we see in This Is America or Charles Gambino. We can see now everywhere.
Indeed. But that's exactly the great point. And he kind of mocked everything in America. He's like, he did the dance. This is America. Then he did something, he said something stupid that made no sense, but it was a great rhythm to it. But that's America. You know what I mean? It's like we glorify everything that don't mean shit, period. You know, in my opinion, the real wealth is health, family. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Things of that nature mean something. But here, you gotta really think about it. Let's think about this real quick, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. The powers that be, here's an agenda, right? Powers that be say something like this. Hey, why don't we go ahead and give this kid right here $40 million, then put him in a deal to where we got all his publishing and all the rights, all of this, that, and the third, but let's put his face on TV, billboards, and everything, and let's make it cool for the we're gonna pay the next 8 artists after that to all have 1,000 tattoos in their face. Now, if you really pay attention to it, the way society has always been, you're gonna have so many people following that, even if it's only, just say out of every 100, it's 20 people. That's 20 less people. I don't care what color you are. If you got a tattoo in the middle of your fucking face, that you're not going to get a job at the right place. Everybody can't be an entertainer or this, that, or the third. Like, let's really think of what they're doing on a systematic level. You know what I mean? The agenda they're pushing. And after you get so many people doing that, guess what? You can't get a job. Now, you know, I know I'm getting a little off subject, but it's deeper than music to me. You know what I mean?
You got a wife
and a kid, you can only get a job at a certain place flipping burgers, flipping crack, or what, telemarketing, or whatever it is, because you've done all of this because society told you it's cool to put all this shit in your face. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be a lawyer like that. You ain't going to be nobody's doctor like that. So now you're fighting with your spouse. Now you might go to jail for domestic. Now look at the broken home. Now look at so many things that the powers that be in the agenda. Now, like, it's bigger than so many things, man. But to answer it, back to your question, see, I'm not off track. When you said the music, the type of music with the message and the killing and all of this energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with the case and Lil Nas X now with the Hollywood agenda, Serenic. It's the same shit, in fact.
It's a gender shit, man. It's a gender shit. Because at the end of the day,
it's entertainment.
We're gonna always express ourselves, right? Especially when you got on TV, the cop just got put in prison for killing somebody, but then the very same day that happened, a person on a kid on the phone gets shot by a cop. It's insane. You know what I mean? It's so much insanity going on in the world right now. It's the agenda that's being, you know what I mean, pushed. Overall, what kind of music you listen to out there, man? You listen to rap all the time? You listen to, what you listen to, pop?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of old stuff. Like I said, Joe Dye, 3-6, a lot of old shit too, like Last Poets too. It's very, very, a lot of music into hip hop.
Okay, that's what's up. But yeah,
he's like the hip hop encyclopedia, man. He knows everything about it.
Okay, Wu-Tang, he know about the purple tapes, and he go back and forward all that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The red
okay.
Tape is something.
Okay.
Yeah,
man, but overall,
Sorry, right now, man,
just in the greatest shape of my life, man, musically, mentally, physically, financially, the greatest shape of my life, spiritually, you know, that's getting better day by day. And, you know, overall, y'all definitely need to make sure y'all follow me on Instagram and follow me on Facebook at Glace Conway. That's GlaceConway, Glace Conway. Yeah, y'all make sure y'all check out the new singles, The Masterpiece featuring Mr. Involved and BMF Cash. The video's out right now. Then we got the Come Up, distributed by Empire, and that's out right now featuring the Cartel Brothers and, you know, a host of so many things we've done and I am doing. Just look it up right now, you know. Mr. Man, listen, man, Glace Conway, your girlfriend's friend, when you're wondering where your girlfriend been.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. Blood of King Entertainment, man. Be on the lookout for everything you guys are doing. Before we do get out of here, though, I'm going to play one more song. This one here, I'm a King. Man, break this one down for us, Glace.
Oh, thank you. And special shout out to Sarah, too, for hooking all this up.
Oh, Triple P, most definitely. What's up, Sarah?
Triple P. Shout out to Triple P.
Shout out to Uncle Beast, too. Before we go into this song, man, how did you meet Uncle Beats?
Oh, man, it's just a childhood friend. We had a mutual friend as kids, and that mutual friend would always tell us to meet each other because we're into the same stuff, and we would always be like, fuck that, I don't want to hear that. And then one day we just so happened to be over each other's house, and that was over 20 years ago now, and the rest is history. You know, that is my brother.
Oh, yeah.
You can do music.
Very talented.
In the future with Crunchy Black, because he's down with Uncle Beats.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He's doing music with Crunchy Black right now. And him and I have a single called I Chase Money. Yeah. Produced by Dream Chaser. Uncle Beats. Yeah.
You definitely got a lot of things going, man. You know what I'm saying? From the music to the film. You know, much success, continued success to you, brother. Wish you and yours nothing but the best. We're going to go to
Thank
the
you,
song.
Thank you as
I'm
well. Thank you for having me.
No, man, let's do it again in the future, man, for real. Before you leave, though, you want to say anything else before we get out of here?
Oh, man, not at all. Just blessings. Man, listen, man, the slogan. Y'all make sure y'all follow me. And right here, this is I'm a King. It should be self-explanatory because that is what I am, period. Blood of a King Entertainment, because we all got the blood of Christ in us. Yeah, man, listen, man. Let's
you
go.
Are live in the mix with DJ AB, baby.
Yo, you know this
big yeah.
devil, right? Yo, this
B.O.K.
Man. I'm Glaze Carl.
Man,
right?
What's...
Every time
I need that shit, yeah. I got money all in my mind, revenge all in my head, target right in my view, one word and they dead, man, I keep trying, I do, we don't cease fire, we Mike Myers, that mask gonna come through, whoa, wait a minute, my homie gave me four when the baby told me babysit it, I tried to quit it, but he keep calling me back, called me collecting, told me keep it judge, gave him 30 flat, damn. A good nigga in the system, money on his books is showing that a nigga like me missing, damn. This what I told him when I wrote him, you could shine in different ways, just like I like to do a prism. Either get down or you lay down, lay down or you stay down. One call, Jamaican, Tony Frey, and they came round. I came from the shot. All we know is don't play round, I came from a place. All we know is don't play round, nigga.
I don't bend, I don't fold.
What you do, nigga?
I don't do what I'm told.
Do it.
Keep a couple bitches on hold.
Okay.
When I count, I'm a big thing.
Backwood
and
I'm
rolling. 40 Glock and I'm holding. My black Benz are dropped out. My top dropped and I'm rolling. People tell me, Glaze, hey, Glaze, you done changed, bro. Tell them down, Rayway, what they want to stay the same, bro. I'm all about progression. I got folk who on the hustlers. I got GDs all in my section. Got DLs, got BDs, got Latin Kings in my section. And we all united, not divided. All I need in my section. And the Lord watching over me. That's all I need protection, right? Yeah. Man, listen, that's my slogan, right? She said she wanna fuck me and come over, right? I told her, cool, baby, you can't spend the night. I don't stop for that pussy. I piss stop for that pussy. I get top in parking lot, a big lot for that pussy. I got courage all in my heart, breeze all in my brain. Bang compassion is crazy, feel it all in my veins. I'm a king.